I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 15th. Looks like the city of Quincy will be buying the Adams Academy building in Quincy Center. The Community Preservation Committee has approved a request from Mayor Thomas Koch to use $9 million from the fund to buy the building and two lots next to the building. The City Council must still approve that purchase. Koch moved to take the building by eminent domain after the Woodward School for Girls attempted to force a sale of the building to settle a complaint that the city owes the school for mismanaging the trust fund established by President Adams to build the academy. The Woodward School became beneficiary of the trust fund in the 1950s, but the school sued the city in later years, claiming the fund was mismanaged. The city was ordered to pay Woodward $2 million. In 2018, a court-appointed trustee for the Woodward School won a lawsuit claiming the academy building was owned by the trust. The city stepped in and will take the building and two vacant buildings adjacent to the academy by eminent domain. The mayor has said he wants to create a presidential library using 3,000 volumes from President Adams that are currently housed at the Boston Public Library. The state has agreed to accept plans for a new Squantum Elementary School into their reimbursement program. The Massachusetts School Building Authority Board of Directors voted unanimously to accept the city's request to enroll the plans for a new Squantum Elementary School into that program that can provide millions of dollars in reimbursement for the new school construction and other major renovation projects. The same program reimbursed Quincy millions of dollars for the new Quincy High School, Central Middle School, and Southwest Middle School. State reimbursement rates have ranged from 60 to 80%. Quincy officials say the Squantum School is over 100 years old and is inadequate for today's educational needs. The city now has to prove to the state that it can handle overseeing the construction of a new Squantum School, which city officials say should not be a problem based on past projects. A woman was hospitalized after her car went off a roadway in Quincy early yesterday morning. Emergency crews responding to a reported crash on Quincy Shore Drive at about 5:20 a.m. yesterday learned that a 2016 Nissan Rogue had driven off the roadway across from the clam box. The driver, identified as a 56-year-old Braintree woman, was taken to Boston Medical Center with minor injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Authorities have publicly identified the man who was killed at a hit-and-run in Braintree early Tuesday morning. State police say 42-year-old Thomas Gillis of Boston was struck by a car on the southbound side of Interstate 93 near Exit 6. The vehicle or vehicles that struck the victim did not stop and fled the scene. Authorities are working to establish a possible description of the suspect vehicle or vehicles. A man is facing a murder charge after he allegedly beat a fellow inmate to death inside the Massachusetts Treatment Center in Bridgewater late Tuesday night. 42-year-old Michael Robinson of Gloucester was arraigned yesterday in Brockton District Court on charges including murder, assault and battery with a deadly weapon, a shod foot. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. Corrections officers responding to a report of an altercation in a bathroom at the medium security facility found 43-year-old Scott Wanoski from Worcester unresponsive and bleeding on the floor. Wanoski was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Investigators say surveillance video showed Robinson attack Wanoski before leaving the bathroom. Robinson is being held without bail. He's due back in court on May 18th. A former top executive at a Massachusetts-based shoe manufacturer has agreed to plead guilty to embezzling $30 million from the company. 64-year-old Richard Hajar, former chief financial officer of Alden Shoe Company, agreed to plead guilty to wire fraud, unlawful monetary transactions, and filing a false tax return. Hajar has been cooperating with federal authorities and with the company in an effort to recover and return the money. Hajar from Duxbury embezzled the money from 2011 until he was fired in 2019 by writing checks to himself from company bank accounts and transferring funds from company accounts to his personal accounts and to another person. He used some of the money to buy jewelry, including a $158,000 diamond ring, and private flights to the Caribbean. Hajar failed to report the proceeds of his embezzlement as income on his tax returns, thereby failing to pay approximately $5 million in taxes to the IRS. He faces more than 30 years in prison. A plea hearing has not yet been scheduled. The Middleborough-based Alden Shoe Company, which makes high-end dress shoes, was founded in 1884. UMass will not increase tuition for Massachusetts students in the 2021-2022 academic year. The university's Board of Trustees approved a plan to freeze tuition and fees for in-state students at UMass Amherst, Boston, Dartmouth, and Lowell. The freeze does not apply to out-of-state students at UMass Amherst. UMass President Marty Meehan made the request, saying it would help families struggling during the pandemic. It is the second consecutive year there's been a tuition freeze. UMass tuition ranges from about $14,000 a year for in-state students at Dartmouth to about $16,000 for in-state students at Amherst. Acting Mayor Kim Janey announcing that the Boston Public Library will permanently eliminate late fines for patrons of all ages, pending approval from the institution's Board of Trustees. City officials said the hope is that dropping fines will remove a financial barrier and increase access to the library for people across Boston. The move is supported by the 2021 budget that Janey presented and will go into effect July 1st. The library previously eliminated fines for patrons under the age of 18, and in response to the COVID-19 pandemic last year, the library instituted a moratorium on late fines. The moratorium is being extended until the permanent elimination of fines goes into effect on July 1st. A white former police officer faced her first court appearance in the traffic stop shooting of a black motorist that has engulfed a small Minneapolis suburb with four straight days of bitter conflict between protesters and police. Kim Potter, who quit her job on the Brooklyn Center Force 2 days after Dante Wright's death, was charged yesterday with second-degree manslaughter, and what her chief said appeared to be a case of confusing her taser with her handgun. The Biden administration is preparing to announce sanctions in response to a massive Russian hacking campaign that breached vital federal agencies, as well as for election interference. The sanctions, foreshadowed for weeks by the administration, would represent the first retaliatory action announced against the Kremlin for last year's hack, familiarly known as the SolarWinds breach. In that intrusion, Russian hackers are believed to have infected widely used software with malicious code, enabling them to access the networks of at least nine agencies in what U.S. officials believe was an intelligence-gathering operation aimed at mining government secrets. The Biden administration's surprise announcement of an unconditional troop withdrawal from Afghanistan by September 11th appears to strip the Taliban and Afghan government of considerable leverage and could ramp up pressure on them to reach a peace deal. The Taliban and Afghan government can no longer hold the U.S. hostage. Taliban with escalating violence and the Afghan president with dragging his feet on a power-sharing deal with insurgents that doesn't include him as president, because Washington made it clear U.S. troops are leaving no matter what. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine will remain in limbo for a while longer after government health advisors declared they need more evidence to decide if a handful of unusual blood clots were linked to the shot, and if so, how big the risk really is. The reports are exceedingly rare, 6 cases out of more than 7 million U.S. inoculations with the one-dose vaccine. but the government recommended a pause in J&J vaccinations this week, not long after European regulators declared that such clots are a rare but possible risk with the AstraZeneca vaccine, a shot made in a similar way, but not yet approved for use in the U.S. Bernie Madoff, the infamous architect of an epic security swindle that burned thousands of investors, outfoxed regulators, and earned him a 150-year prison term, died behind bars early yesterday. He was 82. Madoff's death at the Federal Medical Center in Butner, North Carolina, was confirmed by his lawyer and the Bureau of Prisons. Last year, Madoff's lawyers unsuccessfully asked a court to release him from prison during the coronavirus pandemic, saying he suffered from end-stage renal disease and other chronic medical conditions. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 53. The NASDAQ dropped 138, and the S&P fell 16. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar was lower. The euro rose. Oil up now to $63 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox take both games of a doubleheader against the Twins in Minnesota yesterday, 3-2 for game one, and then winning 7-1 in game two. They'll go for a sweep of that four-game series this afternoon. That would make it 9 wins in a row for the Red Sox. Tonight, the Bruins take on the Islanders at the Garden at 7 o'clock. Celtics are out on the West Coast against L.A. at 10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, cloudy with rain and drizzle moving in this afternoon. Highs only in the upper 40s. The rain will continue tonight, low of 41. Tomorrow, breezy with rain, rather raw, high 44 degrees. Still a chance of a morning shower Saturday, high 49. Sunday, cloudy and a high 54. With a boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet, an east wind gusting to 20 knots and a high tide right after 2:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:02, set at 7:25. So again, rain moving in this afternoon with highs only in the upper 40s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 15th.